back to the Omaha Baseball Village. Nick Bott, Josh Peterson with you. This hour is presented by Nebraska Medicine, offering leading-edge services you won't find anywhere else in the state. Of course, you can join in the conversation. You can email Josh at 1620thezone, Nick at 1620thezone. You can also hit us on the Acadian Grill Scratch Kitchen Hotline, 402-951-1620. It's a guest-free Monday for us.
Yes, it is.
Because we're with you up until 12:40.
Yep.
So we figured, you know what? You and I don't get an opportunity to really sit and just
chat
it up.
It's usually off the air and we're not recording it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now we get to record it.
Yeah.
You brought up something that I agree with on the interesting nature of how this season is kind of, or the off season is trending.
Yeah.
Feels like there's a little bit of like low key pressure kind of mounting on this Nebraska football team.
Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of months, you know, after the spring game and you know, the Maurice Washington situation, and that we were wondering about Dedrick Mills, and I look ahead to this year and I just wonder about the pressure that this team has had. I mean, you look at the early returns on the preseason magazines, and I haven't seen one yet where they're not
either.
In first.
Okay,
they're always in first in every preseason magazine. They're always in the top 25, which, I mean, it's a team that's gone, 8-16 over the last two full seasons. They've gone 10-20 since they started 7-0 in Mike Riley's second year. So, I mean, think about that. 10-20 in their last 30 games, and they're getting a lot of love. Look, and I understand it, but I just wonder, you know, with all of this talk swirling, by the time that fall camp – well, look, let's move up ahead for a sec. By the time Big Ten Media Days get here, they're going to start getting asked those questions like, hey, you know, you guys are the trendy pick. What do you think about this? And so that's going to just kind of be a thing in July and then into August. And in a way, they're going to be judged on this expectation that hasn't been around here in a while. And, I mean, really, you got to go all the way back to, like, the early Frank Solich days to find a Nebraska team that really was able to live up to that billing. You know, the 2010 is the best example, top five team, top ten team. They fall apart. They lose four games. Like, how is this team going to respond when like there is this extra pressure and extra expectation?
Because it's weird on and granted, you can always, you know, what's the whole Costanza line? It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yeah.
Like, they can tell themselves whatever they want.
Yeah.
But they could come from a place of last year of, hey, no one believes in us, everyone doubts us, all this stuff. I really don't think in all reality you can play that card right now. No one believes in us. No, like, if anything, people are kind of betting on you without really having any sort of proof that you are going to be that.
Yeah, totally.
And it's a different place to motivate from, and it's a different place for some of these guys who, again, as you said, I mean, they've won 8 games in the past 2 years, and all of a sudden they're kind of like, not the hunted, because that's still, but like, at least from the outside looking in, they are the team that if they don't win the West, does it not feel like most of college football's media would be a little disappointed in them?
Yes, and that's the interesting dynamic, because I don't know around here if that is ultimately the case. Like, if they don't win the division in 2019, are like the fans around here going to be that upset about it? I don't think so. Because that doesn't seem to be the expectation around here, at least not at this point in time. Who knows? You know, there's still, 2.5 months left in the offseason, and by the time September rolls around, maybe expectations around here will be 9 or 10 wins and winning the division. But you're right, like, outside of these walls, I think it's kind of reaching that point where that's what you have to do. And it's I mean, think about that. It's a 4-win team last year, you know, and it's a lot of the same pieces, and they're replacing some really good pieces, you know, and a guy like a Stanley Morgan.
Yes. Well, the 2,000 yards between the two of those guys.
Yeah.
On the ground and through the air.
See, and like, I love the way you described it that way, because if you just think about that, you know, how do they replace literal yards? Not so much like, how do they replace Stanley Morgan? No, how do they replace 1,000 yards? How do they replace a Zigbo's 1,000 yards? Because you're probably dividing that up between a couple of guys, three guys maybe in some cases, not just one dude. One dude's not just going to show up and be like, all right, I'm a 1,000-yard receiver. At least I don't think that's the case.
I don't
maybe
either.
I'm wrong. Maybe Wandale, maybe one of these guys that we've been wondering about for a couple of years, maybe they do it.
Yeah, it is going to be really interesting to see how people kind of assess and digest how this season goes, because I think one of the things, and I don't want to – I can understand how if you're – me and you have to go through all of college football and predict every division, every conference. Like, it's a lot of stuff to dive into.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get it all done, sometimes you take a glance at a couple of things.
Yeah.
And I can totally understand how you would go on Nebraska. Okay, they got Martinez. He's probably the best quarterback, arguably the best quarterback in the conference. I think he's the best quarterback in the conference.
Yeah, me too.
So Okay, they got the best quarterback in conference. Boom. Okay, what's your schedule like?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Northwestern, Wisconsin, Iowa come to town. Yep. Crossovers are okay. And then, I mean, shoot, Frost, we know about his year two.
Yeah.
So if you just do like the whole surface level skim, that would be what you'd look at.
They got the Heisman caliber quarterback back. They got year two of Frost, home schedule with all the teams, you know.
And they finished strong. You could go, hey, they finished 4-2 last year, so they figured it out, all that stuff. Which, listen, everything we're saying may be true.
Yeah, it's on the surface level. Yeah.
But it's a part of the story. The other part of the story is what we just talked about, losing Ozigbo and Morgan and all the question marks that still exist on defense, because it's going to be largely the same guys on that side of the ball.
Totally. And you know what's funny, too, is like every year there is that trendy pick in the offseason, and sometimes they live up to the expectations.
Right.
You know, I think back to a few years ago, Washington, they were like this trendy, all right, it's year, I think, three of Chris Peterson. It's time for them to make a jump. And they did. They made it to the college football playoff. You know, Michigan got a lot of love that offseason, and they just missed out on the playoff. But, I mean, for every Washington and Michigan of that year, remember what Arkansas with Bielema was getting a ton of love, and they were like a 500 team? Like, Tennessee got a lot of love a few years ago. They ended up, you know, firing Butch Jones. Like, every year there is that trendy pick, and Nebraska has very quickly turned in. I mean, geez, Nick, they were turning into the offseason trendy pick while the season was still going on.
Yeah.
You know, by the time November rolled around last year, they played well against Ohio State and then certainly against Iowa late. It was like, all right, this is the team, and they kind of got anointed as the West Division champion before the national champion was even crowned last year.
I think you agree with me. Would I be stunned to see Nebraska make it to Indianapolis and win the West?
No,
that's not what I'm saying or you're saying at all. But what I am saying is there's a difference between saying a team could win the division versus them being the consensus favorite to win the division.
Totally.
That does surprise me.
Yes, and I agree. That's like, Have you thought about who you like to win the West? Like, if you had to pick it right now, who would you pick?
I think if I absolutely 100% had to pick it, I would choose Iowa.
See, I do too, and I
hate that. Like,
right now,
I want to go, like, vomit.
Yeah, right?
A little bit. It's not because I'm, like, you know, one of the, like, I hate, but it's just, I'm like, I don't think there's any team that I feel outstanding about.
I don't trust Wisconsin right now. You know, they have a brand new quarterback, and look, I was obviously a Hornibrook guy,
but they got a
brand new quarterback. I love Jonathan Taylor, one of the best running backs, you know, that I've watched ever. I'm not, you know, he's the best in the country, and he's one of the best I've ever watched. They got some good pieces on the outside. But their defense struggled last year, and you know they have a tough schedule. Their schedule is awful.
Is their schedule tough?
Michigan State and Ohio State from the other side. I'm pretty sure it's Michigan State.
Well, even if it's just two of those three.
Yeah, it's
what Nebraska was last year.
It's brutal. It's an absolute brutal schedule.
Good.
They're on
I'm
the road.
Glad someone, because it's felt like Nebraska's just been getting short into the stick on these crossover
every single year. I think Iowa's is pretty manageable, though. I do think they might have Michigan and Penn State. But yeah, I'm the same way. I'm leaning. If I had to pick right now, I'm leaning Iowa. I don't feel good about it, but you know what? I really don't trust any team in the division right now, and I think that's my biggest issue with it overall.
If you had to pick, what's the one unit, and you could throw a quarterback in there if you want, if you're looking at all the division of the West Division, what's the one unit you feel, of all the teams, you feel like most confident I know? Is it Wisconsin's running game?
See, I was going to say Wisconsin's running
game. That would be mine. I would start there.
Because, cool. I mean, Jonathan Taylor is so good. Think of the numbers he's put up the last couple of years, especially last year with Hornibrook. He rushed for over 2,000 yards a year ago, and he had it on a better yards per carry than he did his freshman year. Like, he is incredible.
And
he has no help.
No, I know. And don't you think, as we've, you know, we both kind of circle Iowa at this point, but they lost two top 10 or top 12 or first round picks at tight end.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to hurt Stanley. We talk about losing Stanley Morgan and Divino Zigbo.
Yeah.
They lost two first round tight ends.
Yeah.
That's not easily
replaced.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And so Stanley's fine, but
he's hot and cold.
Yeah.
To me.
I'm not enamored with him. He makes some questionable decisions at times.
I'm not in love with any other outside of Martinez. Even I'm ho hum on Shea Patterson, to be honest with you. I don't think he's great.
He's fine. Yeah. He does what they ask him to do. But so you're going whole conference now. Yeah. He's easy.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you just go across the whole conference, like other than Martinez, like top five quarterbacks in the conference.
It's
Martinez,
and
Stanley,
and
Patterson. And then after that, it's a bunch of...
It's a lot of guys that were kind of wondering, like, oh, could it be, what's his name at Northwestern who transferred from Clemson?
Yeah, the five-star cat.
Johnson, right? Yeah. Could it end up being Justin Fields? Like, I'm not very enamored with Justin Fields. You know, yeah, it's... it's a weird conference now suddenly for quarterbacks after a few years where people were really, you know, big fans of it. Trace McSorley's gone to Penn State now, you know. What's the next guy look like there?
I know.
Football.
Football, people. Football. Hey, come by the 16 Torn Zone booth for your free Band-Aid kit or cold pack provided by American Family Care Urgent Care. American Family Care, the right care right now. Looking at 132nd of Maple. Mabel would love that. Mabel loves Band-Aids. So, can I take one, George? Can I take one home?
Okay, you're good. There you go. Good looking out, George.
Thanks, George. All right, back up this year on 16 Torn Zone.